This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Mr. Thakur said the Union Cabinet also approved terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The government today notified the constitution of the National Turmeric Board, which will focus on the development and growth of turmeric and turmeric products in the country. The board will provide leadership on turmeric-related matters, augment the efforts and facilitate greater coordination with the Spices Board and other government agencies in the development and growth of the turmeric sector. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the year 2023 has been awarded to three scientists for the discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. The three scientists are French-American chemist Mongi G. Bawendi, American Louis E. Bruce, and the Russian-born Alexei Akimov. Quantum dots are tiny nanoparticles whose properties are determined by their size. The discovery has significantly contributed to the technology of QLED televisions and LED lamps, where these nanoparticles are instrumental in creating vibrant colors. In Sikkim, glacial lake outburst flood in parts of Lonak Lake, Mangan district resulted in the rise of water levels along the Teesta River basin in the early hours today, causing a flash flood. State Disaster Management Authorities informed this. In Pangyong district, 23 army personnel have been missing while one person has been rescued at Bardang, where some vehicles are submerged under slush. All emergency services are deployed for evacuation of people to safe areas. Severe damage has been reported in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Many bridges have collapsed and houses washed away. Two GREF labourers are reported missing at Sang Kha Lang. In Gangtok district, 25 people have been rescued by the SDRF. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, and took stock of the situation in Sikkim. The Prime Minister assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of this unfortunate natural calamity. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, with a total of 78 medals, including 16 gold, 30 silver and 32 bronze, India is currently in fourth place in the overall medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Indian athletes are having a stellar day at the Asian Games on day 11. In women's 800 meters final, Harmilan Bans bagged a silver while Avinash Sable bagged silver medal in the men's 5000 meter final. Also in the women's 4 into 400 meters relay teams, India bagged silver. In archery, the Indian duo of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Ojas Devtale won gold in the compound mixed team final, defeating South Korea by a score of 159-158. In boxing, Lovlina Borgohain won silver in the women's 75-kilogram event, while Parveen Hooda won bronze in the women's 57-kilogram event. In squash, the Indian mixed team of Abhay Singh and Anahat Singh won bronze after losing to the Malaysian duo, while Deepika Pallikal and Harinderpal Singh reached the final of the mixed doubles event, defeating Hong Kong in the semifinals. Saurav Ghoshal threw to the squash men's singles final. He beat Henry Leung of China. Earlier, Ram Babu and Manju Rani opened the country's medal account on the 11th day, clinching the bronze medal in the 35-kilometer mixed relay race walk. India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Odisha to the next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country also expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall to the next 3 days. The IMD said southwest monsoon is withdrawn from some more parts of Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh, in remaining parts of Rajasthan and some parts of Gujarat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.